Remain standing, if you will, with me. Take your Bibles now. Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1 this morning. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts, Romans. Romans chapter number 1. We'll read this morning responsively verses 18 through verse number 25. I'll read verse number 18, and then you'll join me on verse number 19. We'll alternate like that all the way through verse number 25. Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 18, the Bible says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love You and we truly thank You for the Word of God in our lives, Lord, as we learned this morning in Sunday school. Lord, we appreciate the fact that You didn't place us here and leave us to our own will, our own devices, but You gave us Your Word to instruct us, to guide us, Lord, and even to correct us at times when we get confused about what we should do. This morning, Lord, there's many places that we could be. There's many things that we could be doing. But each one and every person that is here as an individual came for a reason. They came to hear from You. Yes, there's a man preaching, but Lord, we ask that Your Holy Spirit's power preach through him. Lord, as the Word of God is lifted up, we'd ask that our minds be yielded to the Word of God as our hearts are yielded to the Holy Spirit. Fill us with Your power as we listen. Do something in our hearts and our lives that we cannot do. We'll ask all these things in Your name. Amen, and you may be seated.
Romans chapter 1, keep your Bibles open to it. We're going to come back to it here in a moment, but let me have your attention for just a moment here. We are living in a world that is almost totally messed up. Our world is backwards. As I prepared this sermon, I actually wrote this in. I went back to my childhood days and remembered sitting in a library when kids went to the library, and the librarian would read a book once a week. You got to go to the library, if you remember, and you had to learn the Dewey Decimal System. You say, "What is that?" It means you're too young to remember anything that's intelligent. But I remember the librarian reading us a book one day, and I don't remember the title, but it was taking words and turning the world into something that was done literally. For instance, and the one I remembered first off was a fireman. In that world, the word fireman meant somebody that went around setting fires. Instead of somebody putting them out, it meant somebody starting fires. And that book was a whole book of taking words that we use for one thing and turning around into something else and taking the word literally. Can I tell you something? That's where our world's at today. Our world is totally messed up. When Jimmy Carter looks better as a president than what we have now, we're in trouble. Yeah, guy had a brain that slipped with peanut oil is in better shape than the guy that's supposedly our president. And God knows I'd take Tip O'Neill over Nancy Pelosi any day, and he even looked better. How many of you remember old Tip O'Neill, big old fat, heavy fella? Yeah, when he looks good compared to Nancy Pelosi, well, anybody looks good compared to Nancy Pelosi. We're living in days where the Bible said here in Romans chapter 1, verse number 18, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Notice what God said there. There's a time where people will hold truth in unrighteousness. Isn't it amazing when people are trying to live right, we're the bad guy now? We're living where truth is being hidden. Did you know that 20 years ago, in just a couple weeks, America had been attacked at 9/11?
Yes, sir.
How many remember where you were that day? And oh, I do. I was preaching a school camp up in Washington State. I was on the backside of a mountain. I got up early that morning and was listening to the elk bugle. I was praying. I was getting ready to preach. And one of the men there was a counselor, and he was special forces with the Army. And he came and he said, Brother Bush, he said, I have to leave. He said, you need to get back. He said, we've got to get to a television. He said, America is being attacked. I said, what? He said, you've got to see it to believe it. And on our walk, he began to describe what was going on. Of course, we were 3 hours behind things. I'll never forget it. I'll not forget the days thereafter. 20 years ago, you would drive down the road and every store you saw the sign that said, God bless America. You'd pass the overpasses with the flags and a sign that read, God bless America.
Amen.
Now if you said that, look where you're at. We have people that play for the Olympics in our own country that will kneel at the national anthem. God forbid. In just 20 years, we've gone from, and every ball game would sing, God bless America. Now they won't even do the national anthem. Look how America has changed. We protest the national anthem, and God is not allowed to be spoken for, or you're a racist. You're a hater. You're offending me. Well, you're offending people with your talk about God. Well, your lack of talking about it offends me. Well, you can't legislate morality when they try to legislate immorality.
Right.
What gives them the right to legislate immorality and say that morality is wrong? Everybody doing all right? We have a multi-generational society that has been indoctrinated by public education, a communistic news media, and governmental leaders in Hollywood, that we humans are the bottom of society. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. Hang on. Look at Romans chapter 1, verse number 25. The Bible says, who changed the truth of God. Now look at me. This is talking about those people who hold the truth in unrighteousness, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. Boy, does that not sound like our world today? We have turned the truth of God into a lie. Oh, that's just the Bible. It's a book of fairy tales. Filthy liar. These are the never-dying, eternal words of God. These aren't man's words. These aren't words that God gave people the thoughts for, and they put it into their words. These are the words of God, and they live and abide forever.
Amen.
Don't let somebody tell you that the Bible is not the word of God. They're the liar. Let God be true and every man a liar.
Amen.
God says, who changed the truth of God and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. Let me say this. Even in the religious world, people have accepted the idea that man is the bottom. Man has successfully perverted God's creation and God's truth. The word pervert means to put in opposite order, to change the order of. Hey, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. God never intended for two men to kiss each other. God didn't intend for two women to be married to one another. Say, preacher, tell us how you really feel. Hang on, I will. I'm a little shy, can you tell? God says that this perverted generation will worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. Today, you can go to jail for hurting a puppy dog or a kitty cat. But it's legal to murder babies by the millions. We have perverted what God has made. I'm not for being cruel to an animal. But if I have to choose between being cruel to an animal and murdering a baby, I'll take being cruel to the animal and let's keep the babies. Everybody doing all right? Rob Northam in Virginia is an idiot. I don't care how many degrees he has no temperature. Rob Northam, as a doctor says, and he has pushed for legislation in the state of Virginia, as other states are trying right now, to where when a lady has a baby, if she doesn't like it, she doesn't like the gender of it, or she doesn't want it, that you can just leave it and let it die, and calling it post-birth abortion. It's murder and it's wrong. And a society that accepts that is perverted. Everybody doing okay? Hang on. We refuse to clean our forest because Spotty the owl might lose his nest. Or some bug might become extinct. And we wonder why we spend billions of dollars in forest fires every year. Folks, if we would just go in and clean up our forest, we wouldn't have the trouble we have out west. But our government's made it to where you can't do that because, oh, we can't disturb wildlife. We've got to leave it as it is. More animals are dying cruelly because of the fires than if we went in and cleaned up the forest. We have the largest reserves of renewable energy in the world under the ground of America called oil. Do not believe the lie that oil is a fossil fuel. Folks, when something dies, plant or animal, what does its body return to?
Dirt.
I don't care how much pressure you put on it. I don't care how deep you bury it. It's impossible for it to turn to oil. Oil is created from the depths of the earth, and it's renewable. We've been pumping the same wells out of the world for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Don't let anybody tell you that the world's going to run out of oil. It's not going to happen. And yet we refuse to pump it, and it's okay to pay $3 and $4 and $5 a gallon for gasoline because, well, we've got to save it. We've got to save the world. Sounds like we're worshiping and serving the creature more than the Creator. Now listen to me. In Genesis chapter 1, don't turn there. God created everything. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the dirt, earth. And God said that he divided the land from the sea, and he made light, and the light of the day was the sun and the moon, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And for the next 4 days, God creates everything that there is in our universe. On day six, God created man, and on day seven, God rested. Now, God's order of creation is much different than the way man would have done it. God made the world and the universe, and he made it to where it was functioning, and then he put the creatures in the sea, and then he put the creatures on the land, and he brought the plants so that they could eat those things. All those things came about. He set up the ecosystem. He set up everything in place. He said, well, what came first, the chicken or the egg? The chicken. God didn't create the egg. He created the chickens. There are people that have multi-year degrees on trying to decide if the chicken or the egg came first. Read your Bible. God told us. Now listen to me. God made all those things, put it in place, had it working, had it functioning, and then he said, man, I'm going to make you, and you're now going to control all those things. God made man and gave him dominion, dominance over all the things of the earth. Fish, sea, fowl of the air, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the face of the earth. Genesis chapter 1. God started from the lowest and worked himself up to man. The only thing higher than man at that point in time was God. Now watch this. Since the satanic influence came in, man sinned. Man chose to sin. Man brought death and destruction upon him. He brought it upon woman, and he brought it upon the earth. God cursed man, God cursed woman, and God cursed the earth. Now, hang on to your hats. Since the satanic idea of evolution, or what I call devolution, came on the scene in the 1850s and 60s, man has begun to pervert creation. Now listen to me very carefully. Evolution, or quote-unquote modern science and politics, now has made that the creation is more important than the creator. Now man is the bottom of the world, not the top. You see, man says we humans came from subspecies. We came from monkeys. Now, I've seen some people I've wondered. But, and there's people like Nancy that came from other animals like a donkey. Did I say that? I'm sorry. Can I tell you something? Man has made it to where in man's world, man is the bottom of the rung, not the top of the rung. Clean air is more important than humans. Oh, we've got to watch our carbon footprint. Did you know that everything in the world is made out of carbon? Well, we have to be careful how much carbon dioxide we release into the air. Do you know what takes carbon dioxide and feeds from it? Plants. Do you know it's a proven fact there are more trees in the United States of America right now than there were when Christopher Columbus landed in 1492? Proven fact. Now wait a minute. We breathe out carbon dioxide. The plants breathe it in. They breathe in the carbon dioxide, take the carbon and release the oxygen. We get the oxygen and comes back. Oh, there's too much carbon dioxide. Guess what? If you have too much, that means the plants are growing and we're going to have more oxygen. Oh, it's going to deplete the ozone and it's going to have a hole in it. Did you know that it's been there for a long time and it changes where it's at in the Earth's atmosphere all the time by God's design? Satan has successfully perverted the world's philosophy. Now, Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. I did not call them fools, God did. Psalm 14:1 said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So people who stand up and say, I'm educated, and I'm so educated, I can prove to you there is no God, they profess themselves to be wise, but they're fools. My Bible says, at the judgment seat of God, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Oh, I can't wait for the day for Nancy Pelosi to put her hammer down and kneel before God. Oh, I can't wait for the day when Chucky Schumer has to look face to face with God himself. Oh, I can't wait for AOC one day to bow her knee to God of heaven, not to Muhammad. Preacher, I can't believe you're saying that. Well, hang on, I'm going to say more. evolution or devolution teaches that we men have come from subspecies, and now man is the bottom, not the top. We are here to make clean water and clean air and let the plants grow and make sure that the animals all stay alive as they are right now. And if not, we're the bad guy. Hey, God said don't serve and worship the creation, but serve the creator. Well, America wasn't founded on Christian principles. Mr. Obama is a filthy liar. Have you ever read the Declaration of Independence where it talks about our Creator and in our Constitution that we have certain unalienable rights given to us by our Creator? It wasn't until the 1860s that people started even thinking that there was no such thing as a Creator. By the way, can I tell you who brought that on? Not just Mr. Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin was recruited by Russia, and they brought evolution into the Russian system so that they could explain away God and bring communism in. Communism requires a godless society so that government can be God. First premise of communism is that there are no absolutes. We have to get rid of the Bible to get rid of absolutes. Everybody doing okay? Let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true and every government a liar. I am not anti-government. I am anti-anybody that's anti-truth. Everybody doing okay? Now, we have now perverted God's order and have accepted Satan's order, and we even have quote unquote Christians and religious people who have accepted evolution with creationism. Oh, God didn't mean that one day was one day in creation. It was 1,000 years. It took 7,000 years for God to do this. It's called theistic evolution. That's like saying a white black person. Let me ask you a question. How can you get the evening and morning be one day and it be 1,000 years? God was very specific when he said the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. The evening and morning were the third day. He didn't say the evening and morning were 1,000 years. Well, the New Testament says that a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. Yeah, as 1,000 years, not 1,000 years. Meaning this, one day with God in his presence will be so glorious, you had to have to take 1,000 years here on earth to get as much out of it as you will in the presence of God himself. It does not say that a day with God is 1,000 years. Notice the word as. It's a simile. It means it's similar to. It's a comparison word, not a literal word. Everybody doing okay? Now, we have accepted the religion of the devil, which is humanism. Humanism is the religion of Satan. He came to Eve and said, Adam and Eve, in the day thou eatest of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you could be as gods, knowing good and evil yourself. Uh-oh. You don't need God. You could be your own God, and you can decide right and wrong for yourself. And the filthy beginnings of humanism starts with Satan himself. Humanism is satanically oriented. Everybody doing okay? Huh. That's why it says in the book of Judges, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Sound like America today? All love is love. Gross. We don't need the LGBTQ alphabet soup crowd to tell us what love is. My Bible says God is love. Well, God loves them too. God loves their soul. God loves them enough to want to save them. But if they die without Christ, they're going to burn in hell like everybody else. God is not for their sin. By the way, God's not for your sin and my sin either. Everybody doing okay? But it's going to be a cold day where the Booker man lives before we ever marry one in this church. Say, well, you might go to jail. I'll go to jail, but I'm not marrying them. I have to answer to God for that. That's why there's signs on our washrooms that say, don't go in there unless your birth gender matches the door you're going through. You say, why? I'm trying to protect some pervert that walks into my ladies' room and four women pull out a gun and shoot him and kill him. You say, preacher, that's not true. Yeah, it is. Trust me. We now worship and serve the creature in denying the existence of a creator. We put the atmosphere, animals and bugs and clean water above God. We have more regulations on dog food than we do people food. There are more government regulations on pet food than there is the food you put in your body. Now, we have to save the trees, have solar energy and electric cars, and they'll limit how far you can go. And then you have a president who wants to tax your mileage. By the way, he's not going to do it like you fill out your income tax and you put your mileage on it. They're going to put a way of tracking your mileage for you. They're watching. It's amazing how the weather has more rights than we do. And they can't predict it any better than they do God. We've perverted God's order. Now, let me give you just a couple things here. Number one, we've perverted God's order of creation. I've said it a little bit in the introduction. God took 7 literal days and created the earth. He spoke it into existence. God's words are powerful enough that when he spoke, things came into existence. My Bible says that God put his word above his name. Can I tell you why God put his word above his name? Because if he does not live by his word, he's not worthy to be God. How many of you remember the statement, a man's words as good as his name? Well, God knew how important his name was, so he put his word above it. God will not tell you to do anything outside that book right there. I don't care what church gets up and say, well, I had a feeling and I feel like I'm supposed to do this. If you can't show me in the Word of God, it wasn't God that gave you the feeling. Everybody doing okay? I think we ought to obey God. He'll reveal himself through his word, he says. God spent 5 days making the world ready for man, took day 6 and made man. Man says we evolved from lower subspecies. A single-celled amoeba found the water. By the way, well, how did that all get there? Well, there was a giant cloud of cosmic dust. Where did it come from? We don't know. It's just always been there. But dirt decided to come together. Then it decided it had been together long enough and exploded. They must have been married. had to be male and female dust. Amen. And there's only one little spot of that dust that blew apart that would sustain life with a perfect atmosphere that had everything necessary for life. That had perfect gravity to where something could live on it and stay on it. Everybody doing all right? And for millions and millions of years, that's what's been going on. And finally, a single-celled amoeba finally popped out in the water somewhere. They don't know where it came from. But after millions of years, that amoeba decided it was lonely, so it divided itself and became two. And those two were having a good time and decided that they would have babies and had more amoebas. And finally, they had enough amoebas that they decided working independently was too hard. And after millions of years, they came together and they started swimming together as one little unit. But they swam so long that they got tired of swimming and they had come to the surface and said, wow, there's air up there. We better grow some lungs. So they would go up and down growing lungs until finally one day they said, we can breathe fresh air. We don't have to breathe water. But wait a minute, there's land out there, but we can't walk on it. We've got to grow legs. So millions of years later, they had legs. They came on the land. They decided they didn't like walking down on the ground on all fours, so they stood up. But they had to get rid of a tail. They shook the tail off, and now they teach in the university. That's pretty close. Now, wait a minute. That's how they said you got to become a man. Well, it's just too hard to believe that God created it. It takes more faith to believe that junk than it does the Bible. Man says it all happened by a big bang. You know, no one ever believed this until the 1860s. No one. It's amazing that it was the Russians and the communists that accepted it to usher in communism to take over nations by getting rid of God. Because government wants to step in to be God. Romans chapter 8. The Bible says this, I'll read you four verses. For the creature, verse number 20, was made subject to vanity, not willing by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption and of the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And God talks about the creation there. Can I tell you something? We are not to worship creation. When man sinned, God cursed the earth. He cursed man, and the earth is dying. I will agree with that. But that's why going green isn't going to help anything. I don't care what color you turn. Well, we shouldn't use plastic bottles. Those don't go back into the ground and decompose. Let me ask you a question. Where did the plastic come from to begin with? Came from the dirt from the ground. Oh. Why do we have to make it turn back into dirt? Isn't it amazing? They talk about in at the North Pole how the polar ice cap is melting in the summer. Greenland had rain for the first time this late in the season. Global warming. Have you heard anything about the Antarctic ice shelf right now being so thick that they can't get there? Because it's wintertime down there. Isn't it amazing it's in the wintertime here? They talk about Antarctica because it's summertime down there. Duh. Folks, people are so stupid they'll believe whatever the news tells them. I got enough sense not to believe anything they tell me, and if I believe the opposite, I'm closer to being right. So, creation has been perverted by man and the devil. Number two, man has also perverted Christianity in the church. Now, hang on, I'm about to get real personal. God said that there's only one way to heaven. Matthew chapter 7 is very interesting. See, well, we all have the same God. It's just different names. No, it's not. Well, there's many. Everybody has their own way to get to heaven. Well, that's not what God said. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 13 says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Yes, sir. When somebody tells you that you get to heaven by how good you are, they are a wolf in sheep's clothing. They are a false prophet. When somebody tells you that you join the church and that church will guarantee that you get to heaven, God calls them a false prophet. They are a prophet of the devil, and it's bad doctrine and it's wrong. Yes, you can join this church all you want and still die and go to hell. You can get baptized in any church you want, every church you want, in that water, in every church, get baptized in the creeks till you know every tadpole by name and die and go to hell. Baptism takes nobody to heaven. My Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Any man, I don't care if he's got $500,000 grapefruit on his head and call him El Papa. I don't care if his name's got Baptist before it. I don't care what his name is. It's not what man says, it's what God says.
That's right.
Say, preacher, you're getting worked up. Yeah, I get tired of people being called Christians that are filthy liars. Verse 21, same chapter, the Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Oh, what's the will of the Father, which is in heaven? God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Verse 22, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Ooh. There'll be a lot of preachers at judgment day that go to hell because they didn't preach God's word. They preached man's religion. Religion is man telling God how God must accept man. No, we're to preach what God said and obey God. That's what Christianity is. Religion says, well, God, I'll get there my way. I'll do it how I want to do it. I'll do things the way I want to, and hopefully that's good enough for you to accept. It is not. Realize you're a sinner. I am. My Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you're 5 or 6 years old or older, you know you're a sinner. Doesn't take very long to figure it out, trust me. And did you know you don't have to teach somebody to sin? It comes real natural. I did not have to teach my children to sin, though I would have done a pretty good job. Sin comes naturally because we are all sinners. It's not a learned thing, it's what we are. But God says there's a penalty on sin. For the wages of sin is death. Proof that you're a sinner, you're going to die. So am I. In the last 7 days, I've dealt with 5 people that died. I had 3 die yesterday. Every week of my life, I get news of people passing. Death is part of life. But may I say something? That death isn't just your body dying. There's something inside of you that has to go forever somewhere. Either heaven or hell. Revelation chapter 20 verse 14 says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Because we're sinners, we deserve the same hell as Satan. You say, well, I don't believe a loving God would send anybody to hell. He doesn't. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. Hell was created before man was created. When man sinned in the Garden of Eden, notice who tempted him? Satan. That was after the fall of out of heaven in Isaiah 14. And God's punishment on Satan had already been declared. And when man sinned, God's justice required the same punishment on man as he put on the devil and the angels that sinned. If God didn't do the same thing, God would not be just and God would not be God. But God loved man so much that he paid our sin debt for us. He sent us Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life. He shed his blood at Calvary. God required blood sacrifice for sin. Jesus died as our lamb. But it didn't stop there. Bless God, 3 days and 3 nights later, he, filled with the Holy Ghost, got up out of the grave. He conquered death. He resurrected as our high priest. He walked into the tabernacle of heaven. He walked into the holy place. He walked into the Holy of Holies. And at the throne of God, he put his own blood on the mercy seat in heaven. And he said, it's finished, God. I've paid sin's price. And everyone who will accept what I did, past, present, and future, they have a home in heaven. And the moment you put your trust in Jesus Christ and what he did, not the church, not the preacher, not the baptistry, not your good works, not speaking in tongues, not some feeling that you have, but you put your faith in what Jesus did for you, you go from trusting your own righteousness to trusting the righteousness of God. God says, that blood covers your sins. I'll add the righteousness of Christ to your account, and you'll stand before me just as if you'd never sinned.
Amen.
That's what salvation is.
Amen.
Man has tried his own way called religion. Man thinks he's good enough to cover his own sins. Remember what man did in the Garden of Eden? First thing he did was he took leaves and tried to cover himself. Now, I'm not real smart. Don't amen that yet. I'm not the smartest person in the world, but the Bible says they took leaves and made aprons. Now, ladies, aprons don't cover a whole lot, do they? And leaves don't last very long. Eventually, it's not going to work. Can I tell you something? God didn't make them aprons. My Bible says that God killed probably several animals. And he took those skins and made coats for them. A coat covers more than an apron does. Watch this. While God did that, he explained what Jesus would one day do. He would come and he would die. He would shed his blood. He would cover us. He would cover our sins if we would just put it on us. God came and he said, man, I love you so much. I'll make Jesus Christ and salvation available to you. By the way, he didn't love the devil that much. God loved you and me so much that he did that for us. He loved you more than the angels of heaven. He loved you more than the third highest in heaven, the archangel Lucifer, Satan. He loved you far more than that because he gave us salvation, not them. And yet, man perverts the order and thinks that he can earn it himself. Man tries to seem spiritual. We make ornate buildings and high expensive architecture. We put statues of people around and have it. Well, isn't that just so spiritual? It's kind of creepy to me. Well, we'll have our traditions. We'll have all of our fancy things and we'll do the phylacteries of the Old Testament temple. And Jesus said, I'll destroy the temple and raise it again 3 days. My Bible says, what know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God? It's not made with hands. It is our body now that is the temple of God. Man perverts the order and tries to do it his own way to be spiritual. Next, man's perverted music. Some of you are not going to like me about this. I'm just the mailman delivering the truth. Take it up with God, not me. God made music for God, not for man. Let me say that again. God made music for us to praise him, not for us to talk about ourselves. Psalm 149. How about we let God say it for us? That way you know it's not the preacher saying it. Psalm 149, 1. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. How about Psalm 150? Praise ye the Lord, praise God in the sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, music. Praise him with the psaltery and harp, music. Praise him with the timbrel and dance, music. Praise him with the stringed instruments and the organs, music. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals, music. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now hang on here. Ephesians 5 verses 18 through 20 says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, singing to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart as to the Lord. not to each other. Are you ready? Hang on. Our music is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God, not talk about all of our own troubles, not to please our flesh. Let me ask you a question. Music isn't about how it makes you feel. It's how about God feels. Maybe I ought to turn around and say this. Does your music make you feel good? How does it make God feel? I'm not just talking about the words. I'm talking about the music. Man's music is about man. Back in the 70s and 80s, a lot of Christian preachers, they were showing how that rock music was, and it's proven fact, they would, and you young people don't understand these terms. The old record albums, you could actually record things backwards on them, and your mind would perceive it backwards and forwards. It's called backmasking. You say, what's a record? It's a CD on steroids, all right? The only way to say it. And yes, I remember 8-track tapes, cassettes, and all those things. I still have a cassette recorder in my office to listen to preaching to. Can I tell you something? They taught you'd play rock music backwards, and they would have all kinds of evil messages on these things. There was a joke going around back then, if you played country music back, you got your truck back, you got your wife back, you got your dog back. Very much so true, because it's all about man and how man feels, not about God. My Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 5, that there's something called the Song of Fools. Now hang on. My Bible says that a fool has said there is no God. What do we do listening to music by people who don't even believe in God or believe God the right way, listening to their music? I'm going to say it, and I'm going to hit it and run. Church music isn't about how it makes you feel. It's about giving what he deserves. Amen. Church music is not supposed to be a performance. It's not to be a concert to perform in front of people and show people how wonderful you are. It is to bring honor and glory and praise to God himself. When church music becomes a show, church music is wrong. Everybody doing okay? I'm for good music, but I tell you what. I'll take these little kids getting up singing Trust and Obey, for There's No Other Way, over any rock concert at a church today. When you have to have smoke, loud music, and guitars blaring like a rock concert, using the devil's methods with God's words, boy, is that a contradiction. When you can't tell the difference in music by the music itself, I have a problem with that. Because that's not God's way. God says psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in your heart as to the Lord. Everybody doing all right? Yes, sir. Church isn't a talent show. You'll go to churches that have a better music program as far as maybe in a professional standard of music, but you're going to go long and hard to find a church anywhere that has truer people getting up and singing to God. I'll take these precious little kids getting up here. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I'll take that. That's better than what they're being taught in school right now. We're not supposed to have a rock concert with God's words. Do your research on rock music. Rock and roll music was created back in the 50s. Out of a perversion of our society. The very term itself, rock and roll, is a sexual term. And the music was there to get people excited in a sensual way. Do your homework. That's not a preacher telling you, that's fact. Well, it's Christian rock and roll. That's like saying a godly Satan. What in the world are churches doing being like the world, bringing the music into the church? My Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Everybody doing okay? We have perverted music in churches. You'll find better singers. You'll find people that might hit the notes a little cleaner. But I'll take somebody that's out there telling folks about Jesus getting up here singing for God's glory any day. Any day. I gotta quit. Man has perverted all that God has made. Man has perverted all that God has done. We've perverted government and the power of government that was supposed to serve us, and now we serve it. We allowed FDR and the presidents thereafter, many of which, to create a government to where a nation is now dependent on the government. The government no longer serves us. We are there to serve it. We've perverted the power, and now the monster is about to control us. May I say something? Government makes a lousy God. Government makes a lousy master. We need to get man back in his rightful place. Have dominion over the earth? Yes, but realize we answer to God. Not to each other, we answer to God. We have a perverted world where we worship and serve the creature more than the creator. I love my dog, but if I've got to choose between my dog and my family, dog's leaving, keeping the family. If I got to choose between the dog eating, my family eating, family's eating, don't give a rip about the dog at that point in time. Well, you're just not very tender, preacher. Might not be, but it's scriptural. I'm for hunting. Say, well, I don't believe in being cruel to those animals. You ate chicken, you ate pork, you ate beef. Somebody had to kill it. It didn't just show up at the grocery store. Well, I don't eat that. I just eat hot dogs. Okay. Or you could be as stupid as AOC. She got mad at somebody that, I don't understand why they call all these cows after girls' names. How come they don't name them after boys? Have you ever milked a boy cow? Think through this one, people. And yet people fall in line with it. You say, why? Because they're worshiping the creature more than the creator. How about we get back to putting things in God's order? How about we forget man's order and put it back in God's order? By the way, God's order is parents tell the children what to do. The children don't tell the parents what to do. God's order is government works for us. We don't work for it. God's order is get saved, get baptized, join the church, grow in the Lord, and help others do the same thing. You don't do good works to get saved. You do good works because you're saved. Do all the good works you want, die and go to hell. You got to put it in God's orders. Let's get things back in the right order. God said, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We've got a lot of educated fools in our world today.